A dozen young men are warming their hands around the fire. They're standing in a clearing between the more than 130 tents crowded onto a patch of concrete off a busy street northeast of Paris.
This is my tent. I find this from a poubelle.
You found this in a rubbish bin? Zakir is using only his first name out of fear that he'll be tracked down. 5 years ago, at the age of 16, he fled the Taliban in his town of Tahar in northeast Afghanistan.
You see?
It's a thin nylon tent. Can't be terribly warm, especially in the sub-degree weather that we've been having over the past week or so. And you've got a blue tarp cover over top of your tent, obviously an attempt to block the wind because it's so cold right now.
Yeah. Last night I was sleeping just 2 hours, not more, because every time wake up. Why? Because cold. I can't sleep.
Zakir traveled by car and foot through Iran, Pakistan, Turkey and Greece. He says he was attacked several times. A handful of groups is supporting the migrants with food and medical aid. But daily life here is bleak. So there's a faucet against the wall. There's a short queue of young men waiting to use the water here. They're washing their hands and feet, brushing their teeth, mainly with their fingers, for lack of a toothbrush. Bilal Ibrahim Khil arrived in Paris from Kabul 6 months ago. He's the son of an Afghan Air Force pilot, and he was studying medicine until the Taliban returned to power.
And when someone was in the military, or he was a pilot, or a police, or national armies, they don't let them alive. They just start killing the military's people.
And you received a number of letters, and what was said in these letters?
They write that you become non-Muslims because you work with American, you help them, you bring Americans here in our land, and we never let you live.
Bilal says there have been several attempts on his father's life. Men on motorcycles once followed his car and fired at him as he drove, but he escaped. Bilal set off last August on foot and by car. Thanks to payments made by his uncle to smugglers, he arrived in Turkey, where he boarded a fishing boat to Italy.
We was 150 people on that boat.
It ran aground and started to take on water. He shows me a grainy video on his phone.
He's just trying to take off the water from the ship.
And we can see people frantically taking buckets to discharge the water from the boat.
That was a hard situation. I faced in my life the hardest situation.
I'm now a few kilometers from the camp in front of a three-story beige building. It's nondescript, but for a bedsheet blowing in the wind, a banner of sorts. On it, the words, "We are refugees." Activists recently occupied the building, allowing some 50 homeless asylum seekers to move in. Merci. Caroline Mayeri of migrant rights group Gisti unlocks the gate. And now we're on the second floor, where there's a large common room. And over here, a kind of makeshift kitchen where they've grabbed some odds and ends to form tables. They've got a butane tank-fueled fire and a bunch of old pots and pans. Obviously very resourceful and just enough to put together a rather delicious-looking Sudanese stew. Not far away, a lively game of cards is underway. And at the opposite end of the room, Caroline and her colleagues are helping the guys go through some paperwork. And that could be anything from getting a metro pass to facilitating their application for asylum.
My name is Ahmad. I am from Ethiopia. I arrived here in France before 1 year and 4 months. Illegal traffickers, that's how I arrived here.
And you paid them?
Yes, a lot of money. Most of the time, if you don't have money, you are forced to work for them. They take a lot of money on your behalf. So that's how I arrived here. Especially in the Libya, it is very difficult. They force you to make the construction area to carry heavy things. They will make you to wash their clothes, keep their house, wash their cars, everything. You are forced to do everything. Some traffickers, they will give you to the others.
Do they pay you?
No, any payment. You will pay them. If you have relatives abroad, you have to send money. If your family is rich or they have money in the home country, they have sent them a lot of money. Like sometimes they will ask you like $15,000, just like that.
At one point, his captors were fighting among themselves. Ahmed saw his chance and fled. He got onto one of the boats heading across the Mediterranean to Italy, and then took a train to France.
Unfortunately, I don't have a house, I don't have a place to stay. I spend most of my time on the streets. I used to sleep in the tent before I came here, this place. The police most of the time force you to leave the places where you make your tent. You know, they do not allow you to make tents on the street or under bridge. So you will be forced every time you make a tent to leave the place.
Ahmed says police sprayed tear gas at them, something I've heard other asylum seekers say over the years. Rights groups have filmed several evictions from street camps. In one video from earlier this month, police arrive in the early hours, shining flashlights in the darkness, ordering bewildered men sleeping on the street to get up and get out. In another video from last December, young men look on as police drag their tents away.
People talk that when you go to France, they will give you a home, you have a home, you can achieve your dreams, you can study well, or everything that you want, you can achieve. But when I came here and see the situation, I was surprised. And people's live in tent in France, European country.
Bilal and Zakir wonder how France has managed to set up a reception center accommodating thousands of Ukrainians in mere days, while countless people from Africa and the Middle East live in camps, under bridges, and on the streets. I've put the question to France's Interior Ministry, which has declined to reply.
You can believe it, here is France or here is Europe? If here is Europe, why the people live like this? We are human, we are like you. Them leave us like animal in the street. Sometimes I don't eat. Why? Because I don't have money. We are like Ukrainian people. Why Ukrainian people is better? Ukrainian people is human, but we are not human.